the 11th Thursday. What does concept mean? The etymology of the word concept is the Latin word conceptus, which is the combination of con and sept. Con means together, with, and sept means taken, seized. In other words, it means the combination of several characteristics into one core. What is the concept by which you live and the content that your life has designed? You must be inside the time schedule and feel that God desires the most. And they will listen to your voice. And you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. And now, please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God." Exodus chapter 3, 18. Moses' mission and the spiritual summit. Exodus chapter 3, 18. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. And now please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God." Many people are slaves to the world and darkness. That's why you mustn't grab hold of incorrect and contrasting matters, but firmly hold on to God's absolute covenant. Without being deceived, if you hold on to God's absolute covenant, He will give you a mission. In doing so, you can receive the blessing of this spiritual summit. Looking at the absolute covenant and mission that Moses held onto, what is the covenant that you must grab hold of? Number one, the path toward the spiritual summit and the mission. Moses did not receive any answers until age 80. No matter how hard you try, if your efforts aren't aligned with God's absolute covenant, it is futile. However, God allowed Moses to experience the mystery of the blood sacrifice that he heard from his mother. In addition, Moses experienced the restoration of the Word and the works of the Holy Spirit in the Midian wilderness. Finally, God gave Moses the mission to tell the Israelites and Egyptians about offering the blood sacrifice on Mount Horeb. That was the covenant that God had given Moses. Number two, the 10 miracles. God worked through Moses, who held on to the absolute covenant and mission. God established Moses as the spiritual summit, made him relay the covenant of the blood sacrifice, and raise the 10 miracles. God destroyed the culture of darkness in Egypt, liberated the Israelites on the day they applied the blood on their doorposts, and freed them from slavery through the blood of Christ. By holding on to the absolute covenant that God desires, rather than a simple covenant, and discover the mission inside of that, God will undoubtedly work. God desires to raise you as the spiritual summit before the world that is enslaved by darkness. This is the greatest answer that He has given to you. Dear God, help me to hold on to your absolute covenant and mission that will save this world which is enslaved by darkness. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.